It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, it's time for Swap Shop, and you're listening to Glenn Coble here on WWGH. Uh-oh, forgot to do something here. Yes, I did. Hang on one second. There we go. Occasionally, I forget to do that, and that's not good. I've got to do it again. Sorry about that.
1FM. Call Scott live on the...
There we go. Now we got it. Now we got it. All right. I have to do this, and then I have to do this, and I'm back on. I thought I had done all that stuff. Apparently, I was paying too much attention to what I was going to talk about in this hour. So, you're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH 107.1. I'm Glenn Coble. Sorry for that little miscue that was going on early. Sometimes I'm falling asleep at the switch here. Hey, what we're going to do here is Swap Shop. As you know, Swap Shop is not very heavily trafficked during the winter hours, and especially with COVID going on. But we're going to open up the lines, and if you have something that you're looking for or something that you're trying to sell, you can call us here at 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, and I'll announce that that phone number more times than once during the hour. And we do, you call in and you say, I've got something to sell. I want to sell my earplugs that I've got. Ooh, that's kind of a rough one. But anyway, I want to sell my earplugs, and then you say what your phone number is, where they can call to find out about them, and we'll try and sell them for you, even earplugs. The only thing we don't take are things that require some sort of national, state, or local registration, like a house. We don't do houses. We don't do cars. We don't do guns. We don't do... booze. We don't do any of those things. You can call us and sell us other stuff, or you can call us and say, hey, I'm looking for. And what you do in that case is you tell the people what you're looking for, leave your phone number, and we'll try and find it for you. Also, if you have an event going on at your church and you'd like to get the word out about that, give us a call, say what the event is, tell us where and when it's going to happen, and we'll see if we can't get some extra people to come to it. Also, if you have an event, I've got two or three of them here that we're going to read to you. If you've got one that you'd like to send in to us, you can send it in, or if you're looking for an item and you'd like to send it in because you're embarrassed about going on the radio, which I should be, but I'm not. You can send it to WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio 43302. That's WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio 43302, and we'll get it on the air. And I'll read some of those to you right now. Like, well, we get this from James Anderson, who was on earlier with us. This is the last day of the month for events going on out at the Tallgrass Trail. They're going to have a winter wildlife tracking program tonight at 4 p.m. And, you know, we're up to 10 hours of daylight now. I just noticed that on my my phone, that we're up to 10 hours of daylight. So we're getting more and more daylight as time goes by. So it'll still be daylight at 4 p.m. And they're going to have that winter wildlife tracking out at the Tallgrass Trail. Stop out at the Tallgrass Trail trailhead. And, you know, they're going to identify all kinds of wildlife. Probably more birds than anything, but they've gotten quite a lot of activity with the beaver, and that's what we were talking about today. Also, don't forget, by the way, James is also going to be at the Groundhog Day prediction, I guess you would call it. That's going to be out at that radio station on the north side of town. That'll be on the 2nd, and I believe the 2nd is Wednesday, from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., and the prediction will come at 7:40. Excuse me, I had to sneeze. Too much dust in this place. Okay, and then the Ridgedale Lions Club is going to have their 19th annual Daytona 500 dinner and auction. That's going to be on Saturday, February 19th, 2022, of course. The doors are going to open at 4 p.m., dinner at 5 p.m., and the auction will be after the dinner. Let's see. I don't see where they say where it'll be. Where are they going to have this? Buy a ticket for $15. Oh, the food's going to be prepared by Country Caterers. That's a good place to get food. It'll be supported by the... Oh, here it is. Here's the location. It'll be at the IGF Sail Pavilion. That's at 2730 Harding Highway West. That's State Route 309 West near Big Island. And that's in Marion, Ohio, 43302. So, once again, if you're interested in going to the Ridgedale Lions Club 19th annual Daytona 500 dinner and auction, that'll support the money, will support the Lions Club. Head on out, and doors will open at 4 p.m., dinner at 5 p.m. on February 19th. That's Saturday, by the way. And they'll have the auction after the dinner out at IGF Sail Pavilion. That's at 2730 Harding Highway West, which is State Route 309 West near Big Island. And that's in Marion, Ohio, 43302. Okay. Also, coming up this Saturday is the Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 1117 breakfast, and that'll be this Saturday between 7:30 and 10:30. That'll be out at the VFW Post 7201, which is at 1614 Marysville Road, and that's open to the public. All right. I guess you're up to date now on all the stuff that's going on. Don't forget that Groundhog's Day thing. Buckeye Chuck's going to be out there telling us whether we're going to have more or less spring. Now, I do understand. We've already been told by our weather guy, Adam, that we're going to have a little bit of a warm-up, which will be very well received, I'm sure, because it has been cold this week. I took Buddy, my little puppy dog, I took him out one morning, and my phone said it was minus 2 degrees, minus 12 degrees of a wind chill factor. That was cold. He didn't mind putting his coat on. I never take him out when it's that cold unless I put his coat on. We're going to be talking about February during today's show. So get ready for some interesting facts about February. We had some great facts today from James Anderson about beavers and all sorts of critters in the area. And what critters can hurt you in this area? Not too many. It's pretty safe to go out. I think the Mosaga snake, and maybe down south a little bit more, the copperhead, and well, down southeast there's some black bear. Maybe they're not terribly aggressive, and occasional coyote who is crazed. So there aren't a whole lot of really bad critters out there that you need to stay clear of, Anyway, we will gladly take your phone call at 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we're going to be talking about February during this next half hour. You know, February fluctuates, you know this, between 28 and 29 days per year. Every 4 years, it's 29 days long. Now, my sister-in-law, who has passed away, I'm sorry, but my sister-in-law was, I think, 14 or 15 by the number of birthdays she had had when she passed away, because she was born on the 29th. So, but we tell you the truth, we honestly celebrated it on the 28th, but she was born on the 29th of February. Not a lot of people are born on the 29th of February, because it only happens once every 4 years. And Sue, a great lady, was it 14 times? Four. Yeah, she might have been 15 or 16 years. 15 or 16 years she had celebrated her birthday when she passed away. Anyway, so February fluctuates between 28 and 29 days. The 29th day only occurs every 4 years, during leap year, right? And we all know about that. We learned that in school, didn't we? It was kind of, I don't know why they add the extra day in the middle of the coldest month of the year. I think February is the coldest month of the year. It might be January. This year it's been January so far. But anyway, I've got it all beat, though. I've already started growing lettuce again. I've finished up the lettuce that I started in the fall. And it's all gone. It was gone as of a week ago. And I've got little shoots of lettuce popping up down in my basement under the grow lights. And shoots of, all I have right now is lettuce. But I have planted chard, and I've also planted spinach. So I'm going to get some of those. And I do have, what else do I have? I have parsley. And what else do I have? Well, I don't know. You know what I'm going to grow this year? I found a place where I can buy mushroom plugs. It's a really neat, I can't remember the name of the company, but I ordered a whole bunch of seed catalogs this year, and one of them will sell you mushroom plugs. And you just stick the one plug, apparently, into some sort of material like straw or whatever they tell you to put it in, and you get 100 plugs, so it'll last a long time, especially if you only have two people that you're feeding. Buddy does not eat mushrooms. Buddy is, he turns his upper lip up on eating mushrooms. Buddy's my dog, in case you didn't know that, and my executive producer on my Progressive Life program. The length of February was finalized when Julius Caesar remade the Roman calendar and assigned the month 28 days and 29 days because apparently they knew that they were going to have to make up a day every 4 years. And that happened back in 713 before Christ, 713 BC. February was officially added to the Roman calendar. And February, it used to be one of those months that always stumped me when I had to spell it, you know, in school. It's February, and I leave that U out occasionally. I'd spell it February, but it's February, right? Okay, you knew that. It's just dumb people like me that didn't know that when I was growing up. If you were born in February, you know what your birthstone is? I'm pretty sure this birthstone is several different months, but amethyst. And by the way, your personal flower is a primrose. Now, I'm not quite sure I know what a primrose looks like. I'm going to have to Google that, right? I will do that later. You're listening to Swap Shop. Hi, this is Glenn Cole. And as you know, during the winter, especially during COVID winter, we don't get a lot of calls. That's okay. We still have the name of the show. And I know when spring comes along, we'll get a lot more calls. But right now, we don't get a lot of calls. So we talk about facts and stuff about what's going on. And that's what we're going to do. Today we're talking about the month of February. February starts this coming Tuesday. That's February 1st, I believe. Or is that February 2nd? Let me check my phone again. February 1st is Tuesday. That's right. Okay. I should remember that because I have a doctor's appointment that day. I better not miss that, right? Okay, February 1st is Tuesday. And so, therefore, I thought we'd tell you about February, the month of February, a little in advance so that you could pretend at your cocktail hour that you're smarter than everybody. So don't forget that your birthstone is an amethyst and your birth flower is a primrose. And I am going to look that up so I know what it looks like, right? Hey, if you have anything that you're interested in selling or getting rid of or looking for, give us a call here at 740-383-9944. Tell us what it is. Leave your phone number. We'll see if we can't find it for you. Or find somebody that knows where they can find it. We also encourage people to send us announcements for their nonprofits and or announcements for like this one right here on today at 4 o'clock out at the Tallgrass Trail. Starting at 4 o'clock, they're going to have a winter wildlife tracking, and basically out there they'll just kind of go on a hike, and James Anderson, who was my guest earlier, will take you on a hike, and he'll tell you all the critters and all the flora and all the trees and all the bushes that you want to know about. And he'll point to it, and he'll say, that's a beaver that's making that lodge over there. And they have a lot of them out there. This coming Tuesday, which is the 2nd of February, at the radio station up north on North Main Street, Buckeye Chuck's going to show up. And that'll be Wednesday, the 2nd, from between 7 and 8 a.m., with the prediction coming at 7:40. So if you want to know whether you're going to have more winter or less winter, stop on out there if you're a brave soul. Let's see what the temperature, and that's the way I was taught to pronounce it, temperature. The temperature on that date, let's see, it doesn't tell me what the temperature is going to be on that day. Let me go back here. Wednesday. It's Wednesday, isn't it? Yes, okay. Get rid of that. Bring this back up. And see, oh, I'll tell you what the temperature is now, too, because it's going up. It's 23 degrees, and the temperature on next Wednesday is going to be as high as 39 degrees with a low of only 34. So it'll be a good time for Buckeye Chuck to come out, but there might be a little bit of rain, so be careful. And take your slicker or your umbrella and go out and say good morning, Buckeye. Anyway, so it won't be that cold. It'd be a good time to go. All right, back to my other stuff. Let's see. Besides the Buckeye Chuck on the Wednesday and the what was it called? The Nature. No, what is that called? It's called a winter wildlife tracking out at the Tallgrass Trail at 4 o'clock. Those are two things that we have going on. Ridgedale Lions Club is going to have a Daytona 500 dinner and auction on Saturday, February 19th. The doors are going to open at 4, with dinner starting at 5, and then they're going to have an auction following the dinner, and that'll all be at the IGF Sail Pavilion, which is at 2730 Harding Highway West. Well, that's Route 309 near Big Island. That's here in Marion, Ohio. All right. Let's see what else. Oh, we have the Vietnam veterans are going to have their breakfast. Chapter 1117 breakfast will be Saturday between 7:30 and 10:30, and that's at the VFW Post 7201, which is at 1614 Marion Marysville Road, and that is open to the general public. I hope that gives you something to do. I'm not quite sure whether it's going to be warm or cold, but dress accordingly, right? All right. If you have something you'd like to sell or something you'd like to buy, give us a call, 740-383-9944. It's a cold morning, but it's warming up, right? We haven't gotten up to the freezing level, and I don't think we're going to get there today, but what did I say it was? 23 degrees, so warm coats are in order. The Western Zodiac signs in February are Aquarius, which is until February 19th, and Pisces starts on February 20th, if you follow that sort of thing. I know mine is Gemini, but I don't know why I care. I'm sorry, I just don't know why I care. But if you're born between Tuesday and February 19th, you are an Aquarius. You know, remember the song from Hair? You are da 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 da. I don't remember the words. Anyway, I won't sing it for you. But if you're born after the 19th, on the February 20th through the 28th this year, I don't think we have 29 days this year, you are a Pisces. I'm going to go back and make sure I'm right on that. Yes, it's not a leap year this year. Leap year does come on an even number year, but it'll be 2024 will be the next leap year. Okay? All right, now I've lost my page. Here we go. I'm back. Hey, you're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio. Show is Swap Shop. We're not swapping a whole lot today, but we're shopping. And we're talking about February and what goes on in February. Over time, the length of February keeps changing. At one point, it had as little as 23 days. That's kind of interesting. And they were trying to adjust for, you know, the sun, and they didn't want 8 a.m. to be dark and noon to be midnight to be bright, so they kept having to adjust the number of days in February, but they got it straightened out, or relatively so. Hey, by the way, my phone tells me, I have a little app that tells me how many hours of daylight there are in a day, and today is the first day that we hit 10 hours today of daylight. It's going to get longer. And it'll get longer till what? The 21st of September, right? I believe that's it. Anyway, I'm not sure whether it's a 20. Yeah. Spring. Yeah. Yeah. 21st of September. And then days start getting shorter and shorter and shorter again until we get to, it's about, I think the daylight gets down below maybe 9 hours a day, maybe less than 9 hours a day. I'll look that up one of these times and I'll tell you what that is. During the winter, we don't get a lot of daylight, right? It's way short. It's less than that, I think. Anyway, we'll talk. We'll look that up in a break or maybe next week, okay? In the Northern Hemisphere, February is the third month of winter. Meanwhile, in the Southern Hemisphere, we flip everything around, right? February is the last month of summer. So they're water skiing down there in Australia. So between the North and South Hemispheres, February is the equivalent of August. If you're in the Southern Hemisphere, that would be like our August, right? But we won't go any farther. That's a little confusing, right? All right. Hey, we do have a few things that are going on in the area that have been sent in to us. And if you'd like to send anything in to us to read over the air, send it to WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio 43302. That's WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio 43302. And we'll read it just like I'm going to read this right now. Tonight at 4 p.m., winter wildlife tracking thing out at the Tallgrass Trail trailhead. You can go out there, and James is going to take everybody around and point out the critters and the fauna and the flora and all that stuff. Okay? Ridgedale Lions Club is having their 19th annual Daytona 500 dinner and auction. That'll be Saturday, February 29th, 4 p.m. The doors open. 5 p.m. they have the dinner, and they have the auction following the dinner. And that'll be at the IGF Sale Pavilion, 2730 Harding Highway West, which is State Route 309 West, and it's near Big Island, but it's considered Marion, Ohio. Okay, hi there. Somebody just honked at us. We appreciate the honks. Buckeye Chuck is going to show up on the 2nd of February at that radio station north of town between 7 and 8, with the prediction coming at 7:40, so you might be interested in that. The Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 1117, is having a breakfast on Saturday from 7:30 to 10:30 a.m., and that'll be out at the VFW Post 7201, which is at 1614 Marion Marysville Road. It's open to the public. I believe that's the post out there with the helicopter out front, I believe. All right. And let's see if I've missed anything. No, I think I got everything that was shipped in to us. And we hope you're able to make some of those things. Like to thank the lady that, and I'm not going to mention any names or anything. A lady brought us in a Del Taco menu from down at one of the Del Tacos in the area. We don't have ours yet, but apparently we're going to get one, so it's kind of interesting. And I hope Scott is able to read that to you for your interest. Okay, it's 12:45 here in Marion, Ohio, and you're listening to WWGH 107.1 on the FM dial. We're talking about February. What happens in February? The name of February comes from the Latin word februm. Februm, which means purification. I'll tell you what, if you went out this morning, I'm not sure if you'd be purified, but you'd be frozen. Frozen stiff. It was cold this morning. Holy cow. I'm not exactly sure how cold it got. Let me look here. It will tell me it got down to 3 degrees this morning, which was not the coldest day of the week. I think I took the doggy out one morning and it was -2. But let's hope those days are gone. We're supposed to get a little warm up. That's what Adam, our weather guy, told us. And I'm counting on you, Adam. All right. In Welsh, February is sometimes known as Wymishbach, which means little month. I don't know if they pronounce it Wymishbach or Ebmisbach, but it's spelled Wymishbach, which means little month in Wales. Now, apparently, some of my family comes from Wales, so I guess I was supposed to know that. One of the things I know about Wales is they invented the pasty, which is a kind of a fold-over sandwich, which is really like a taco filled with hot meat stuff. And then all around the corner, the circle, half circle, it's pinched off. And the reason why it was pinched off, that was the stuff you threw away after you ate it. And the reason why you threw it away is because it was made for all those people that were zinc miners. And they go down in the zinc mines and they take their pasty with them. And you don't want to eat zinc. Not good for you. So they'd throw that part away. I bet the rats had a good time. They were probably 18 pounds or 20-pound rats by the end of all that. February and January were the last months added to the Roman numeral calendar. I wonder why that was. We learned earlier that Julius Caesar had something to do with that. He must have been a smart guy. Well, he can't be too smart. They stabbed him to death, right? Et tu, Brute. All right. I don't know if any of that stuff is real. You're listening. Hi, I'm Glenn Coble. In case you want to have somebody to blame for all this frivolity. And you're listening to Swap Shop. And we're not doing a lot of swapping, but we're doing a lot of talking. And we also have, four different events that are going on that we've been talking about. You're welcome to send your events to us just by putting them in an envelope and sending to WWGH 523 South Press Prospect Street in Marion, Ohio. My mouth's not working today. That's WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. All right, we're still talking about February. The Saxons called February Solmanath, which means cake month, because they would refer to cakes to the, they would offer cakes to the gods during that month. I don't know. What does it take to become a god? I think I saw that on a movie, didn't I? Solmanath means cake month. And the Saxons, you know, the guys that were up there in the Anglos and the Saxons, I think the Saxons were from the German area. They were the ones that named it Solmanath, because it was the month that they gave cakes to the gods. They offered them cakes. Let them eat cake, right? Okay. Of all the words you can misspell, this is good to know. Of all the words you can misspell, February is one of the most misspelled words in the English language. Boy, that makes me feel a lot better. I told you I used to forget to put that U in there, and I did. but it's one of the most misspelled words in the English language. Even the White House has misspelled and misprinted the word February before in a press release. Well, for the previous four years, we had a lot of misspellings in a lot of different things. I don't know why we had so many people that were semi-illiterate that were running the talk shop there at the White House. But we had a lot of misspelled things during President Trump's era, apparently. And I don't think it had anything to do with President Trump. I think our public assistance office at the White House maybe had some weaker spellers, because there were a lot of words that were misspelled. And I'm not complaining at all. I am a terrible speller. Like I said, I misspelled February for a long time there when I was young. Now I remember how to spell it because I kept missing that U that's in there. February, and I'd forget the U. I don't think it's a sign of being dumb. I think it's a sign of being lazy. I just didn't learn how to spell it. February is the only month where it is possible to go the entire time without having a full moon. I think the last full moon was called the Wolf Moon. I believe that's what it was. My phone always tells me what the full moon is called every month. I think that's what it told me. I love full moons. I walk with my dog every night at about 11 o'clock. And usually at 11 o'clock, we get to see the full moon up and rising. And it's so beautiful certain nights. Now, we also get up early, and the puppy gets me up at around 7, and we go out for a walk at around 7. And, you know, 7 o'clock is a pretty beautiful time out there right now, too. It's awful cold, awfully cold. But we do go out. I have two coats on and a shirt and gloves and hat and my pullover top over. And, yeah, I'm pretty well protected. I even have a coat, a down coat, not down, it's got a fancy thick covering to the bottom side for my dog so that he doesn't get cold. And we go out, and our little walk takes us about 10, 15 minutes. And we do that about 4 or 5 times a day. It's good for our exercise, but it's terrible for getting cold, because we do get some cold at that time. February has been Black History Month for over 40 years. That's good to note, by the way. I believe Martin Luther King's birthday is in February. Let me see if I remember that correctly. I'm going back to my phone and looking it up. I think it's the 14th. Which reminds me, 14th, by the way, is Valentine's Day. And I'm going to be on Linda Sims' show that afternoon. So make sure you tune in. President's Day is the 21st of February. Anyway, I may have messed this all up as far as... Martin Luther King's birthday must have been in January. I'm so silly. Sometimes I don't know what I'm talking about, right? Yes, it was the January 17th. So, but it is Black History Month, and we should celebrate the fact that we're finally starting, and I just mean starting to learn how to treat our black neighbors and friends. Those of us who are white have missed out on a really good opportunity to find some great friends. I have learned, I was lucky enough to have gone to a high school that was about a third African American, and I had a lot of friends, and I still do. Matter of fact, several of them on Facebook. Isn't it fun to go back and see all your friends on Facebook? They're just as old as you are. Oh, me. All right. Oops, I've lost my phone. Here we go. Let's get it back. Here it is. The odds of being born on February 29th, which, like I told you, my sister-in-law, Susan, was, are about 1 in 1,461. Those born on leap year day can be called a leaper or a leapling. That sounds a little German, doesn't it? I'm a leapling. But anyway, your chances of being born on the 29th of February are 1 in 1,461. 1,461. One in that many times. So I didn't know how special my sister Susan was. Or my sister-in-law, Sue. And she was a special lady. Miss her. Miss her a lot. Hey, by the way, you're listening to Swap Shop. We're going to get out of here pretty soon, but thanks a lot for tuning in. Let me give you those last couple of those last three announcements for times. This coming today at 4 p.m. Winter wildlife tracking out at the Tallgrass Trail at the trailhead there will be going on. We'll also have Groundhog Day prediction at between 7 and 8 a.m. out at the radio station on the north side on North Main Street. The prediction will be at 7:40. We have Ridgedale Lions Club is going to have their 19th annual Daytona 500 dinner and auction. That's Saturday, February the 19th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 5, and the auction will follow. That's out at the IGF Sale Pavilion. It's at 2730 Harding Highway West, which is State Route 309 West near Big Island. So that'll be going on. And this Saturday, the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 1117, is going to have a breakfast. That'll be between 7:30 and 10:30. It's open to the public, and that's at the VFW Post 7201, which is out at 1614 Marion Marysville Road. We really appreciate you tuning in today. I'm going to go home and get some lunch. I don't know about you. It's been a long time since I ate, and my poor little body, it needs food. Oh, we have a cop going by. I hope we're not in trouble. March and November always start on the same day of the week, unless it's a leap year. Did you know that? I didn't know that either. All right, well, it looks like we got to get out of here. One more February note. It was in February 1964 when the Beatles made their first American television appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show in front of over 73 million Americans who watched it on television. I watched that on television. I was told by my English teacher the day after that that my folk trio, which was called the Overland Singers, had been abruptly ended by the Beatles, and he was pretty much right. They did kind of take over the music scene, but we still continued on and had a great time. Hey, thanks a lot for listening. We'll talk to you next week, all right? Bye-bye.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP.